This is KUT. Most cancer survivors disclose their health history in job interviews. Researchers at Rice and Penn State Universities have found that if survivors talk about their cancer history when they seek a retail job, they're less likely to get a callback from the store manager. As KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, the research suggests discrimination despite protections from the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Research assistants put on a cancer survivor hat and hit a mall in Texas with a resume in hand that had a work gap on it. An asterisk explained the gap was because of cancer treatment. Those in a control group attributed the work gap to personal reasons. The researchers found that cancer is not just a physical barrier to getting work.
It's also sort of the social stigma associated with having a disease or chronic illness.
Larry Martinez, a professor at Penn State University, along with a professor at Rice University in Houston, found 21% of the cancer survivor group received callbacks, while 37% of the control group got called back.
I think with cancer specifically, some of the negative stereotypes that are often wrong are, you know, that they are maybe inherently sickly or frail in some way, or that they may come out of remission.
These stereotypes may be keeping a lot of people from working. According to the American Cancer Society, as of January 2014, the U.S. had almost 14.5 million cancer survivors. Of those, about 930,000 live in Texas. The study was published recently in the Journal of Applied Psychology by the American Psychological Association. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.